We go close up on the WTAX Morning News Watch with Dr. Christopher Rivera. Good morning, Doctor. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Dr. Rivera is a family medicine physician with the Family Medical Center of Lincoln, part of the Memorial Physical or Physician Services. That's part of Memorial Physician Services. Doctor, we wanted to talk about diabetes, and let's just start with the very basics. We have reports, it seems like, about every week, sir, that this country has an epidemic of diabetes. Is it that serious of a problem?
Yes, actually, it's a very serious problem, mainly because of the growing population of obese adults in the United States. And actually, it's starting to affect even the children, as we're seeing a growing number of obese children as well.
And does that offer then not a very bright outlook for the future, because diabetic children will then turn into diabetic adults?
Exactly. That's exactly why it's so important to get the word out about how, you know, about the disease and the fact that it can be, in most cases, prevented or even or delayed.
Doctor, can you give us the reason why we have such a problem? I've heard some news stories that have said it's because of our diet, what we are eating today, especially the children. Is that one of the causes of this epidemic?
That's one of the main causes, I think, because one of the most important factors in whether you develop diabetes or not is directly related to obesity. There are some things that you can't change as far as genetics or your heritage, but for the most part, especially the type of diabetes that we're seeing increasing in the United States is almost directly related to your diet and the amount of activity or exercise you get on a regular basis.
What are the signs that you could be a diabetic?
Well, generally, you have an increase in thirst, as well as an increase in your appetite. You just are a lot hungrier, and you have a lot more of an urge to urinate. So those three combination are a pretty telltale sign that something's going on that's not really right with your body, and most likely could be a sign of diabetes.
Diabetes, it can be prevented. You've already touched on the fact that if we have a good diet, a good healthy diet, and all balanced, I would imagine that fruits and vegetables are important, sir?
Definitely. Fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, a lot of times what most Americans count as vegetables in their diet includes some sort of potato, whether it's mashed or baked or French fries. But, I mean, there's so many different things you can include that are important, especially the green vegetables, but not just that, but things like low-fat milks and cheeses or, you know, there's 2% in whole milk, but if you go to just the skim, something simple like that can make a pretty big impact in your health.
And no matter what your age, doctor, I would think exercise is very important?
That's probably the number one important factor in regards to diabetes. Even something as just being more active, so taking the stairs instead of the elevator, parking a little bit further from the store entrance, or getting up in between commercials, you know, when you're watching TV, it's very, very important is to be more active. They recommend actually about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and as you can imagine, most Americans don't get half of that, so if you just plan ahead and start slow and kind of work your way up to that, you can definitely lead a healthier lifestyle.
Our guest on Close Up is Dr. Christopher Rivera. Doctor, what about a person who is a smoker and maybe consumes some alcohol? Any advice there?
Yeah, they found that smoking in particular does increase your chances of diabetes quite a bit. So that's definitely part of the thing that we discuss anytime we discuss diabetes prevention. And alcohol, it's mainly if you consume it in moderation, it's not as much of a factor, but definitely something to be aware of.
And if your family, if you have people who are in your family who are battling diabetes, do you have a higher risk of being a diabetic?
Yes, generally you do. It does tend to run in families as far as the genetic side of things. But, you know, as we mentioned and as we stress, doing simple things in your life, like getting more exercise, being more active, eating healthy, can dramatically reduce your chances of developing diabetes or at least delay the development of the disease.
Doctor, where can a person go for help if they believe they're a diabetic or they have been diagnosed as a diabetic or have a family history of diabetes? Go to their family doctor?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the most important source of information. You can go to them with your questions or concerns. If you don't have a family doctor, you can go to a website, greathealthstartshere.com, and you can find your local Memorial Physician Services family doctor. There's also a great website produced by the American Diabetes Association, and that's diabetes.org.